Priya, watching the Mahabharata, and I mean, every time I hear or read stories from the Mahabharata, the years, I sometimes think about, well, when I was in, let's put it like this, when I was kind of really active within ISKCON, you know, Brahmachari, shaved and all that, back in the 80s and 90s. And when I heard the Mahabharata, at least in the early years when I was kind of new in this, I felt a little bit strange or wondering a little, because what I learned, I learned them from what this Krishna consciousness and bhakti and Vedic culture and all that is. It's simply that the way that we had learned, you should all be shaved up and live in ashrams and just serve Krishna, following the programs and doing these kind of things. And we all kind of look the same, except that those who were not married, on the men's side, they were wearing the saffron clothes, and those who were married were wearing white. And the ladies either had or hadn't a red dot on their forehead. Simple, and we all were living the same way, doing the same things, basically. And of course, some were good at certain things, so they could serve that way, and others, other things, so they served that way. But it was always serving the temple president and the leaders of this spiritual movement. And that's how society was supposed to be. But then you hear these stories from where Bhagavad Gita is included even here in the Mahabharata. So great and important stories, we understood. But here they are just normal, I mean not so normal, but people who were doing their things, each one with their own virtues and vices and strong and weak sides. These were genuine human characters living genuine human lives in the human drama. And we thought, or I remember thinking sometimes that that's so much mundane life there. And you know, even the great Pandavas, they were hunting, and Kshatriyas, the royal class and the warrior class, they were eating meat and drinking alcohol, having women here and there. So what's going on here? And they had weaknesses. So look at us. We are not. We are strict. We are fixed up. And we are just serving Krishna from morning to night. That's how they should also do. We gave up all that mundane life out there, moved in the temple and lived the way that Prabhupada taught us. Then why does he give us these books about people not living that way? I mean, there were a bit of these thoughts in my mind, at least in the early years. And here I'm sitting in my 70s, and also we're talking, me and my friends, about life. How should we live our lives now when we're old? And some, they seem to think that life is kind of over. But some, like this guy, for instance, feel that life just started. Because we're eternally young, and life is forever. So the closer you get to the realization of yourself as that's what I am, then life seems to begin rather than end. And I would say not only seems to, but it does. So yeah, so, well, anyway, here I am, and seeing some of my friends still living in that old, I mean, I would say simple and in a way comfortable routine of going to programs and just being that, emulating being that person there, the devotee ideal. Devotee looking just the right way and not transgressing in any way from that. And but then I see, and I saw it for years, even as I myself lived in that way, and now even more, how people from the outside, so to speak, from the rest of the world, looking at these Hare Krishnas, they may look like a cult, like you see these from other religions, these men, you know, dressed in the exactly same way and doing exactly the same things. And you can see that it's mainly trained in routine they do daily, like we have this idea about sadhana. It should just be that the whole day is like that. Then you're fixed up. Then you're a real good one. But again, seeing the Mahabharata and being a kind of old diehard individualist who always, first of all, kind of got bored, but also felt it a little bit less than life when routines take over. I mean, weather, whatever it is. I guess maybe because I'm a 70s guy, I mean, my teens then, when parents lived very much routine life, maybe especially in Sweden. And you know everything, what's going to happen next, and when we go on vacation there, it's going to be just the same as when we went last year, but just a little bit different environment. Now, I may sound negative, but feel that life should be an adventure. And of course, the Mahabharata is an adventure. The greatest adventure, I would say. But so is life. And just as there are characters there who are each one of them an individual, strong character, different from the others, with certain strengths and certain weaknesses. And then all these people, they play out against each other or with each other, and that's where the drama goes on. And then I thought, isn't that what life is and is supposed to be? Everyone dresses the way they feel. This is me, yes. This is how I want to dress. This is the hairstyle I want to have. This is what I am here to do, what I feel in my heart that I love to do and want to do and could do good and could do for something good. And then live life fully. And experience that adventure. And, you know, every morning nowadays when I wake up, I start sitting down in front of my altar of Radha and Krishna, Gornitai and gurus, and pray a little bit, not in that religious way, whatever that is, but just, here I am another day, and please just be here with me and guide me to do that which you want me to do, or which I want to do, and you know how to do the best, and agree that this is a good thing for me to do. This kind of thing there, and thank you very much for all the guidance you gave yesterday and through all my life. And I know that I'm completely dependent on you, and I want to have that shelter, because otherwise, what am I? And then step out into another day and another adventure. And I'm not sitting looking in the astrological charts to see in the future and predict, just so I know what will happen. Because life is about experiencing what happens and learning from it. And enjoying it, meeting that person there. Ooh, what's going to happen now? What kind of relationship will I have with this person? Well, I can check the astrological charts, or I could just take next day, next step, and be here in the moment, as many like to say nowadays. But really, I mean, as also many like to say, that only the moment and now exists, which is of course true. And we live here and be here and experience the now fully, because the now is existence. The moment is eternal. And now, it's always now. So we are living in the eternal existence, which is the existence of God, the kingdom of God, where God's pastimes are going on. And whether we know it or not, we are kind of part of them too. And when we play along and we get aware of that, then we're also there in our own Mahabharata, which I understand to be the great story of mankind. And then it gets fun, and it's fully alive here among us. So anyway, that's what my thoughts are this morning. Time for work.